So welcome back to Guidestone University. In this new session, we're going to be talking about four things every leader needs when creating vision. I want you to take just a second, watch this video real quick.
All right, hit it. Move them on, hit them up. Hit them on, move them down, raw hide. Move them on, hit them up. Move them on, hit them up, raw hide. Light them up, move them on. Hit them up, move them on, roll high. Knock them out, count them dead, make them tea, buy them drinks, meet their mamas, milk them hard, raw high. Yeehaw!
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Hey, are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
No!
Are we there yet?
Yes.
Really?
No!
Are we there yet?
No!
Are we there yet?
No, we are not!
Are we there yet?
No!
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Hey, that's not funny.
That's not funny.
Hey, that's really immature.
That's really immature.
See, this is why nobody likes ogres.
This is why no one likes ogres.
All right, you're lost.
All right, you're lost.
I'm gonna just stop talking.
Finally!
But this is taking forever. Shrek, and ain't no in-flight movie or nothing.
The kingdom of far, far away, donkey, that's where we're going. Far, far away.
All right, I get it. I'm just so darn bored.
Well, find a way to entertain yourself.
Minutes. Could you not be yourself for 5 minutes? Ah! Are we there yet?
Yes.
Oh.
So our team members spend a lot of time like the donkey, right? Are we there yet? Maybe we spend time thinking about, man, when are we ever going to get there? And we're thinking, is the team there yet? Or are we done with the vision? Are we done with this initiative? Or have we sealed the deal with this new company yet? Have we received the donation? Or have we stopped losing money yet? I mean, we've got all these things that we're focused on. And the longer we live, the more we realize that our life and our work is this long journey. And yet there are times when we also feel like our life is all about this. Like it's just loading. We're just waiting for it to load. And sometimes we feel like we have to figure it all out before we move forward. I remember my first truck. It looks something like this. This picture here. When I drove down the road, the sides of the bed of the truck, I mean, it was all rusted out. It was so rusted out, the sides of the bed of the truck would flap in the wind when I would drive down the road. And the point is, I made a lot of money with that truck. I used it to run a landscape company, run a lawn maintenance company through high school and into college, and through college, I paid my way through college. And while that thing looked terrible at times, I mean, I would even spray paint the sides of it. I would spray paint the rims. I would try to get it looking as good as I could. But it still looked like a piece of junk at times. And again, the point is that we don't have to have everything fixed or have the best of everything in order to make progress with vision. You don't have to know everything that's ahead. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to have the best of everything. But here's what you do need. There are four things that every leader needs when creating vision. In fact, these four things you can use nearly every time you want to communicate vision or communicate a significant training or a significant mind shift for your organization or for your people. These four things are super helpful. In fact, the basis for these things, I first heard from Mike Hyatt when he was doing a presentation for the Platform Conference. And I think they'll be super valuable to you. We've revised them a little bit, but I think these things will be super valuable to you. Number one, clarity. Each of us need to get crystal clear about how we can accelerate results. If we're going to create vision, bold, compelling vision, vision that people have the opportunity and the desire to buy into and to champion with us and for us. We've got to get crystal clear about how we can accelerate results. And every word of that is really important, okay? So we do need to get clarity. We need to get clarity because clarity allows us to get movement. But we need clarity that leads us to results. See, if we just have clarity, but we're not making progress, we're not getting results, it's going to frustrate us. It's going to frustrate people working with us and for us. It's going to not move us toward our vision and toward our goals as an organization or as a team or as individuals. So getting clarity, getting crystal clear about how we can accelerate results is critically important to developing vision. Number two, the courage. Number one, clarity. Number two, courage. Courage to act on what you learn, what we're going to learn as we go forward, as we create vision, and what we already know to do. Courage. So again, the courage to act on what we already know to do and what we're going to learn as we go forward. So many people, you share something with them and say, oh man, I knew that. I knew that's something that I needed to do. And yet we don't do it, or yet we're not doing it. And so many times the courage is to actually do something that we already know to do, or to be reminded of something that we already know to do, but we're not doing. The courage to act on what we know. And then number two, as we go forward, as we create and develop vision, as we collaboratively work together to create vision, we have the courage, or we need the courage to act on what we're going to learn in the process. So number one, clarity. Number two, courage. Number three, the commitment to stick with it long enough to get to real momentum. And this is important, especially for leaders. The commitment to stick with it long enough to get to real momentum. See, with many leaders, and I've been guilty of this myself, we are committed, we come up with this huge vision, or as we're developing vision, we get excited about it, we get committed to it, we start communicating it, we publish it in writing, we put it online, we send it out in emails, we communicate it, we start moving forward, we start making progress, and when we do, of course, moving parts create friction. I mean, we know that's true, and people begin providing feedback. Often it's unsolicited, and then there's times it is solicited. And they start providing feedback, and then it becomes negative. And people are wondering what in the world's going on and how come we're changing things. And then we start thinking, did we misinterpret things? Are we going the wrong direction? And we start pushing the pause button. We start unplugging things. We start ripping the rug out from under things. And before you know it, the excitement is gone. Before you know it, what we're doing is no longer compelling or fulfilling because we lost sight of the vision. And so it's so critically important for leaders to make the commitment and to lead their teams and the organizations to make a commitment to stick with it long enough to get to real momentum. And once we reach momentum, then we can say, okay, we're moving forward pretty fast. Is this really the direction that we wanted to go? Is this really where we want to be? And then it's easier to make tweaks when you're at momentum. Many of us are old enough to have driven a car or a vehicle, maybe a golf cart or a construction vehicle, some type of vehicle that did not have power steering. And it was almost impossible to turn the wheel of the car or turn the wheel of the vehicle while it was sitting still, and especially when it wasn't turned on or moving. But when the vehicle got moving, it becomes significantly, and especially when a vehicle is moving fast, it's significantly easier. Almost without effort, you can turn the wheel. You can steer it in the direction that you want to go. And the same thing is true with momentum. If we make a commitment to stick with it long enough to get to momentum, when we have movement and we have momentum, it's a whole lot easier to make course corrections when we need to. Rather than as we're working through the chaos, working toward momentum, we start pulling things off and we start getting frustrated and then frustrating our teams and organizations. It's a commitment to stick with it long enough to get real momentum. And then number four, the confidence to know that the direction that we're headed in is the right direction. So again, we're talking about four things that every leader needs when creating vision. So many times we want to know everything, and confidence doesn't require us to know everything. It just requires us to know what we already know. See, we think that confidence means that we have to know everything about where we're headed and everything about where we're going. Confidence really has more to do with what we know about what we already know, and then being confident to at least take a step and to continue taking steps to creating vision and then to implementing vision, communicate vision. So four things every leader needs when creating vision: clarity, getting crystal clear about how we can accelerate results. Number two, courage to act on what we already know and what we're going to learn through the process. Number three, a commitment to stick with it long enough to get to real momentum. And then number four, the confidence to know that the direction that we're headed in is the right direction. These four concepts, when you get a hold of them and you make them a part of how you share vision and how you communicate with your team and your people. These four concepts can revolutionize your work, your teamwork, your organization, how you view the future. So here's what I want us to do today. Here's our action step. Take the opportunity today to share them with somebody. So pick up the phone, call a peer, call a friend, call a coach or a mentor. Share these four concepts with them. Share with someone on your team. Share them with someone in your family. And share these four concepts. Walk through the four concepts with them, just like I did with you. And then tell us about your experience by going to the Guidestone University Facebook community and briefly explaining your experience sharing these with someone else. So take a look at these things, review them, and then we'll see you here in the next session of Guidestone University.